Palpatine's expression darkened. You know nothing of my true nature. He paced away from Plagueis, then stopped and turned to him. You never asked about the killings.
I've never been one for grim details, Plagueis said. But if you need to unburden yourself, do so.
Palpatine raised his clawed hands.
I executed them with these, and with the power of my mind. I became a storm, Magister. A weapon strong enough to warp bulkheads and hurl bodies across cabin spaces. I was death itself.
Plagueis sat tall in the chair, in genuine astonishment. He could see Palpatine now in all his dark glory. Anger and murder had pulled down the walls he had raised, perhaps since infancy, to safeguard his secret. But there was no concealing it now. The Force was powerful in him. Bottled up for 17 standard years, his innate power had finally burst forth and could never again be stoppered. All the years of repression, guiltless crimes, raw emotion bubbling forth, toxic to any who dared touch or taste it. But beneath his anger lurked a subtle enemy, apprehension. Newly reborn, he was at great risk, but only because he didn't realize just how powerful he was, or how extraordinarily powerful he could become. He would need help to complete his self-destruction. He would need help rebuilding those walls to keep from being discovered. Oh, what a cautious taming he would require, Plagueis thought. But what an ally he might make. What an ally. I'm not sure I know what to think of this, Palpatine, he said at last. Have you always had such powers?
Color had drained from Palpatine's face, and his legs were shaking.
I've always known that I was capable of summoning them.
Plagueis rose from the chair and approached him warily. Here is where the path bifurcates, young human. Here and now you need to decide whether to disavow your power or to venture courageously and scrupulously into the depths of truth, no matter the consequences.
He resisted an urge to grasp Palpatine by the shoulder, and instead paced away from him.
You could devote the rest of your life to trying to make sense of this power, this gift, he said without looking back. Or you could consider a different option.
He swung to face Palpatine.
It's a dark path, into a trackless wilderness from which few return. Not without a guide, at any rate. But it is also the shortest, quickest route between today and tomorrow.
Plagueis realized that he was taking a great gamble, but there was no turning back from it. The dark side had brought them together, and it would be the will of the dark side that decided whether Palpatine became his apprentice.
In your studies, he said carefully, have you ever learned of the Sith?
Palpatine blinked as if preoccupied.
But Jedi sect, weren't they? The result of a kind of family feud?
Yes, yes, in some ways, just that. But more, the Sith are the prodigal offspring, destined to return and overthrow the Jedi.